Künstlerische Manöver für die digitale Gegenwart. Ein Podcast von Sarah Fortun-Heinze und Hau Hebel am Ufer. Ein Projekt des Hau Hebel am Ufer, ermöglicht durch Förderprogramm Digitale Entwicklung im Kulturbereich der Berliner Senatsverwaltung für Kultur und Europa. A project by Hau Hebel am Ufer made possible with the Funding Program for Digital Development in the Cultural Sector of Berliner Senatsverwaltung für Kultur und Europa. Folge 2: Residenzen für das digitale Labor. Berlin, Prenzlauer Berg, irgendwann im letzten Herbst. Eine junge Frau geht spazieren. Unvermittelt bleibt sie stehen. Hinter einer riesigen Glasfront steht eine Frau. Sie singt. Zu hören ist sie dank zweier Lautsprecher außerhalb ihrer behaupteten Bühne. Sie singt durch das Glas hindurch. Ein treffendes Bild für Performance in pandemischen Zeiten. Und eine Alltagsbetrachtung von Sophia Insua, Teil der zweiten Residenzgruppe des HAU Online Hackathon, The Feeling is Mutual.
So The Feeling is Mutual is an experience that initially was conceived to be a hybrid between the physical world and the digital world. So we started studying four core emotions and then we personalized them. And we want anyone who experiences it to find ways to connect with other people. So both the audience, maybe that's in the physical world or in the digital world, or even the performers, us, to connect with the rest of the people and maybe have a moment of realizing that there are other people feeling the same way that you are at the same moment.
Ein performancegewordener Widerhall der pandemisch bedingten kollektiven Sehnsucht nach Verbindung. You are not alone. Und eine künstlerische Recherche, die ihren Ursprung in der Auseinandersetzung mit den vier Grundemotionen nahm.
They are excitement, distress, contentment and depression. So those are the four core emotions that we sort of studied.
Ein Ergebnis dieses Erforschens war ein digitaler Raum, gebaut mit der Hilfe der MentorInnen von Digital Feminism und dem Tool Unity, welches sich auch bei Indie-Game-DesignerInnen große Beliebtheit erfreut. Doch bevor das digitale Publikum bei der Präsentation von The Feeling is Mutual diesen erkunden durfte, galt es zunächst, eine gänzlich analoge Aufgabe zu erfüllen. Angekommen im Zoom-Chat, der zugleich digitales Foyer, Bühne und ZuschauerInnenraum war, wurde man sogleich von einer sanften Stimme dazu aufgefordert, alle Lichter zu löschen, damit der eigene Bildschirm zur einzigen Lichtquelle werden konnte. Im Anschluss wurde das Publikum begrüßt, unter anderem mit Fragen, beispielsweise welche Farbe dem aktuellen Gefühl entsprechen würde, ob das Glas halb voll oder halb leer sei. Zum Beispiel. Der Unity-Raum wiederum war ein digitales Pendant zur Bühne des Hau Hebel am Ufer 3, auf der alle Residenzen stattfanden. Umgeben von den tanzenden PerformerInnen konnte das Publikum sich frei bewegen, zusehen oder eine der digitalen Türen in Form von unterschiedlich, auch farbigen, Objekten durchschreiten, die zu Solo-Performances führten, und bei der sich Sophia Insua beispielsweise mit dem bereits angesprochenen Glas Wasser befasste.
My piece was centered around the idea of a glass being half full or half empty and how that can be an illustration or a representation of how you're feeling. Sort of water being an element that brings you back to life. Or like that makes you human.
All das, das Ergebnis des Aushandlungsprozesses der Gruppe zum Erforschen von Verbindung und Empathie.
I think the essence of empathizing is just putting yourselves on someone else's shoes, right? And I think when it comes to the digital world and digital experiences, it's easy to forget like that there are real people behind that and behind those creations. And also that there are maybe other people that are experiencing the same thing that you are or are looking at the same thing in that digital space as well. So just that, maybe that you're definitely not alone in it, whether it's people that were on the other side creating it or performing it or developing for you to have that experience, or if it's other people that are not in the same room with you, but definitely experiencing that through the digital means. But yeah, that it can have a soul.
Sophia Insua und ihre KollegInnen Anja Bothe, Anna-Sophia Calixto, Elisabeth Lionett, Arelie Moran-Majoral, Fabian Reit wollen auch nach ihrer gemeinsamen Residenzzeit weiter nach neuen Wegen sich zu verbinden, sich einzufühlen suchen.
Yes, definitely, yes. We have already been having post-residency chats or calls with the group, or at least just to keep in touch, because I think we found something really special after this whole experience in just working with each other. And I absolutely think that this project still has a lot of potential.
Doch wie könnte ein Theater, vielleicht ein postpandemisches, in dem diese sich neu gefundene Gruppe in einer der vielen Zukünften performen könnte, aussehen? Sophia Insua denkt da zuallererst an die Gestaltung physischer Räume.
So maybe it just comes down to the architecture of the actual theater itself, or like how people are positioned and seated.
Physical distancing für Architektur. Separate Eingänge, getrennte Sitzbereiche. Denn eine Welt gänzlich ohne Live-Performances kann und will Sophia Insua sich nicht vorstellen.
What we already sort of know and have would be that digital theater that we're all trying to work and develop, and we were thinking about and had present in our minds during this residency. But I think maybe just in the future, because I don't want a future that in which there aren't any live performances.
Paola Vascon, Aileen Dunik, Margarete Rosenbohm, Jasmin Schönmann und Christophorus Verras der ersten Residenzgruppe Bodies of Resistance haben bei ihrer Präsentation weder auf eine Live-Performance verzichtet, noch gänzlich auf eine digitale Form gesetzt. Sie haben sich für eine Hybridform entschieden, vor einem kleinen analogen Publikum auf der H3-Bühne und vor einem Online-Publikum via Zoom. In beiden Fällen ging es den KünstlerInnen darum, das Publikum zu ermutigen und zu ermächtigen, sich ihres eigenen Körpers zu bedienen, mit Hilfe von Tutorials. Wie genau, erklärt Paola Vascon.
Like what we wanted to do with the tutorials was in a way to engage the audience and to engage the viewer to use their own body as well. So we wanted to give tasks that are concrete enough so people know what to do, but are also open enough so people are able to interpret them or to move as they feel they want to. Didn't have like kind of acrobatic or fitness movement tasks, but more like somatic tasks. So it wasn't so much about how it looks, but how it feels and how people can, through movement, through moving their body, be aware of their own body or connect to their own body.
Doch die Tutorials, die Anleitungen, sind und waren nicht der einzige körperbezogene Aspekt von Bodies of Resistance.
Bodies of Resistance is a research performance project that developed through 3 weeks of a residency in Hau. So what I think it's still a work in process project. And what we were able to do is create a prototype that had already a clear structure that on the one hand gathered knowledge around political movements of resistance and how these movements had used the body and especially also dancing as a core for resistance.
Durch diese Recherche entstand eine Art Archiv in Form einer digitalen Plattform, durch die sich das Publikum frei und selbstbestimmt bewegen konnte.
The digital platform was designed in a way that you could choose, for example, you would start the beginning with a short tutorial that was more like a kind of a breathing exercise. For example, it could be something like this, or then you could move to listening to this audio piece that was about a historical event on the past, about protest movement that used the body as a way for resisting. And then you could jump to a next story, so you could like decide a bit. You had like three different options where you could go from a story to a tutorial, or just listen to stories, or just do tutorials.
Doch wie verändert sich der Umgang mit dem Körper als Material in digitalen Theaterkontexten? Braucht es den Körper als solchen überhaupt noch?
I don't think that the experience of theater as we know it or of performance art as we know it, that you have bodies in a space and you have like these breathing bodies of an audience and of performance, I don't think this can be replaced in any way. I think yet that maybe hybrid forms of digital performance and performance that happen in a theater, this can be something that kind of develops further or merges for further, or new genres, you know, like new types of performance can emerge from the use of digital tools, of digital platforms, of the internet, of YouTube, also different kinds of social media phenomenons that are can be integrated into theater. And I think there is a lot of potential for creating new ways of performance and of theater and new possibilities. And I think it's also important to acknowledge the limitations of digital theater in order to develop maybe new forms of performance that are not about the medium, but are about how you use the medium as a tool for creating something.
Mit den pandemiebedingten Begrenzungen dieser Tage hat sich auch die dritte Residenzgruppe, Pixel Rave, bestehend aus Derin Giancaia und Severio Cantoni, beschäftigt. Und zwar mit Clubbing als Ort für Community Building, der fehlt und schmerzlichst vermisst wird. Derin Giancaia gibt Einblicke in den Rechercheprozess der beiden KünstlerInnen.
For us it was, and from many people we are in touch with, we hear that it is for them the parties that they go to or that they create or that their community is creating is one of the spaces that they feel really safe and they feel like they can really be themselves and they go there. It's like part of it's a community building activity. They go there to be with their communities and to see people and hug them and kiss them and like talk, like you go to this place and you know that you're going to see these people and meet other new ones, and it's such an important act of this community building, which is missing because it's not possible right now. So yeah, basically we started the question of then what can we do about this? How can these communities still come together in the digital space? And it's never going to be the same thing, but how can we keep this community building aspect alive?
Der Schluss, zu dem die beiden KünstlerInnen kamen, lässt vielleicht bereits der Projektname vermuten.
From the beginning, we were thinking of it as a digital club, basically, where the people who normally perform in these kind of settings can have a space to perform. Of course, it's never going to be an actual club. It's something else, but something to represent this culture.
Die PerformerInnen, die diesen digitalen Community-Building-Ort mit Leben füllen sollten, KünstlerInnen-Kollektive aus der ganzen Welt.
They are all artist collectives who belong to different communities and have different practices and strategies. But what they all have in common is that for all of them, dancing or partying or making music or performing, for all of them, these things are a political act.
Jazz. Kollektive wie House of Tubamaras aus Kolumbien, Go Girls aus Bangkok oder Duda Clarin Cengi aus Istanbul.
So some of these people we already knew. Some of them were my friends, some of them were Saverio's friends. Some of them were introduced by mutual friends. But with some of them we had no contact, like no prior contact. And for example, with Go Girls from Bangkok, we just found out about them and we just wrote them an email like, hey, we have this project and we would be so happy if you participate in this.
Und tatsächlich, alle haben sie zugesagt und alle haben sie mitgeraved oder performt oder beides. Bis feststand, wie die Gestaltung dieses digitalen Raums aussehen sollte, haben Derin Jankaya und Saverio Cantoni mit der Unterstützung durch Digital Feminism unterschiedlichstes ausprobiert.
During the hackathon, for example, we experimented with the idea of using a virtual space which was two-dimensional and used 8-bit aesthetics. Because we wanted to make a space where non-normative bodies would feel at home. And so we were in search for a platform where spaces and avatars were less defined, which was accessible even from a computer, which is not very powerful, or if you don't have a very good internet connection, you should be still able to access it, or from a smartphone, or whatever. And also the space kind of for us had the feel of the times when internet was a more anonymous space where you could be whatever and whoever you wanted to be. And the platforms were not collecting so much data and information about your identity.
Am Ende wurde es dann doch ein dreidimensionaler Raum. Pixel Rave verwendete Mozilla Hubs einerseits wegen der größeren Immersion, andererseits, weil der Open-Source-Aspekt mehr Freiheiten versprach. Zusätzlich dazu gab es eine Homepage, oder es gibt sie eigentlich immer noch, in der sich die ursprünglich angestrebte 8-Bit in einem Internet für unserer Zeit-Ästhetik durchaus wiederfindet. Der Mozilla Hubspace wiederum war auch ein Experiment dafür, wie viel analoge Clubbing-Erfahrung sich in den digitalen Raum übersetzen lässt.
We wanted somehow for the experience to be somehow closer to actually going to a club where you also see people at the door and chat with them, you go to the toilet, you know, there are all these different ways of interaction.
So gab es beispielsweise eine Toilette, in der sich maximal 5 Personen aufhalten konnten. Und ein Chill-Out-Space, falls eins mal kurz vor die digitale Tür gehen wollte. Wenn Derin Jankaya an das Theater der Zukunft oder der digitalen Gegenwart denkt, dann auch an die Leerstellen, die diesen innewohnenden Potenziale und wie eins mit diesen umgehen könnte.
One thing is, I think it's great to think about what is missing and to research what can be done to somehow make up for this missingness. And I think it would be a great improvement if after the pandemic ends, we go back to the physical theaters. I'm really looking forward to going back to them. But at the same time, we also keep these tools. It would be great, I think, if there would be a live streaming of every show for those who can't attend physical theater.
or is difficult for them to attend. I don't know, such as people with disabilities, older people, people with chronic illnesses. Because I always hear this, like, I can't wait to go back to the theaters, to go back to the parties, to go back to our these spaces, that spaces. But I also think that this is a very ableist view, and yeah, not everybody could go to parties anyway.
In der dritten und letzten Folge dieses Podcasts werden wir uns eingehender mit Visionen künstlerischer Manöver für die digitale Gegenwart befassen und versuchen, Resümee zu ziehen. Künstlerische Manöver für die digitale Gegenwart. Ein Podcast von Sarah Fartun-Heinze und Hau Hebel am Ufer. Ein Projekt des Hau Hebel am Ufer, ermöglicht durch Förderprogramm Digitale Entwicklung im Kulturbereich der Berliner Senatsverwaltung für Kultur und Europa. A project by Hau Hebel am Ufer made possible with the Funding Program for Digital Development in the Cultural Sector of Berliner Senatsverwaltung für Kultur und Europa.